Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
First impressions count for a lot, but unlike most entertainment, gamers are increasingly accustomed to titles getting better over time, completely upending expectations if enough care and attention is put in eventually. Sometimes entire game structures get upended, but some of the best games of all time took their sweet time getting off the starting block, asking you to put up with a lot before things really got going. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 worst opening levels that almost ruined great video games. Number 8. The Hospital. Metal Gear Solid 5. With the promise of a stunning open world to explore, some of the most adaptable and robust game mechanics we've ever seen, and the ability to ride a horse that comes with a poop button, the last thing anyone wanted was to spend 45 minutes crawling around a hospital floor while a scripted fire demon breaks loose around them. Obviously, it's to be expected that a Metal Gear Solid game will be split between gameplay and cutscene, but gameplay needs to be compelling if we're going to stay interested, especially if it's been 7 years since the last installment. Well, like many a cinematic slow crawl segment, here's looking at you, Destiny 2, this hospital section fails to show off any of the content anybody was actually here for. After about an hour of this, you're finally free to enjoy what is literally one of the most playable and experimentally enjoyable open world games of all time, but damn, did Kojima have to get his Kojima on first. Number 7. Temple of Trials. Fallout 2. Fallout 2's Temple of Trials is completely at odds with its own ethos of letting you create a character and interact with the world in a way you choose. The Temple of Trials is not only a bleak and extremely unimaginative way to frame a tutorial, as you essentially bump into a god who essentially says, "I wouldn't let you do anything until you pass this test inside the temple," but also screws you over unless you happen to have created a character with the specific skills to get you through. Unlike the rest of the game, here you don't get any choice as to how to approach obstacles. You've got a spear in hand and a prompt to kill some giant ants, whether or not your character's even a melee build. If you're not aware of this and pick the wrong starting stats for your character, you could find yourself stuck down here for a very long time. If you manage to stumble through the ants, traps, and locks to pick or doors to blow up, your final challenge is to face a man who you have to either fight or convince that maybe a fight isn't the way to go, which you'll still need a high intelligence stat to pull off. Number 6. The Forsaken Fortress. The Legend of Zelda: Wind Waker. Dungeons in The Legend of Zelda are a big deal. They're where the vast majority of the action throughout the series has always taken place. While dungeons might not usually be as pretty as areas like Hyrule Field, Lake Helia, or the open seas of Wind Waker, they're meticulously designed labyrinths of puzzles and creatures that largely define the experience. The Forsaken Fortress, then, is the first dungeon in Wind Waker, and among the worst in the whole series. The fact it's not technically a dungeon but a sky fort could be forgiven if it wasn't for the tedious, stealth-oriented gameplay that's completely unbefitting of a Zelda game. There's a lot of back and forth movement through the fort, and each time you do this, you need to crawl into barrels and sneak past guards with unpredictable lines of sight. If you get caught, you can't even fight and have to restart from a checkpoint. Considering Wind Waker is the brightest, possibly best-looking Zelda game of all time, the Forsaken Fortress is a dull environment too. A bland gray keep with a design that manages to be basic but still confusing. You don't even get a boss fight at the end of it, and insultingly, you need to come back later on to do it all again. Number 5. Deadly Premonition. There are some games that don't make a great impression at first glance, and not just because of their opening sequences. Survival horror-ish, open-world-ish adventure Deadly Premonition doesn't have a jaw-dropping or even okay graphical style, nor good gameplay, or even a scrutable plot, but it's a game whose charms become apparent as you spend more time in this pseudo-David Lynchian world. To do that, first you need to get past the nightmarish, and not in a good way, opening level, which sees you walk through a bland, rain-soaked woodland along a narrow path enclosed by a picket fence. It showcases the game's biggest flaw, the awful shooting mechanics, and none of the humor, characters, or kooky gameplay quirks that make it such a schlocky joy come into play until later on. Number 4. Wolfenstein: The New Order. Expectations for a glorious reboot of Wolfenstein were middling back in 2014. The previous game in the series was a generic mindless shooter, lowering expectations for New Order to be anything different. Thankfully, it very much was, with varied, well-balanced gameplay, a solid story, great voice acting, and a unique alternate history vision of the 60s where the Nazis had won the war. But you'd never have guessed any of these qualities from the opening, which features every cliche in the book for the first-person shooter genre. It starts with an on-rail sequence where you're sitting in a turret, gunning down swarms of enemy planes, followed by a heavily scripted D-Day landing before you blast your way through grey corridors filled with somewhat cybernetic Nazis. Almost none of the fun abilities you get later are available, sightlines from enemies mean you'll be sheared to ribbons if you attempt dual-wielding anything, and after 10 minutes it almost feels like a Killzone campaign or something. Stick with New Order though, and it turns into an incredibly recommendable, identifiable shooter with some awesomely tactical gameplay options. Number 3. The intro. Okami. The beautiful, painterly platformer Okami was always one of the most underappreciated games on PlayStation 2, though now it's received a gorgeous HD upscale that looks stunning on something like an OLED Switch, many people are checking it out all over again. What they're also checking out is a terrible stop-start prologue, where protagonist Amaterasu is constantly jumping between moments of gameplay and large, unskippable segments of story in a way that just puts you off. Every time you're about to get the hang of the controls, up comes another text prompt or interruption. Characters aren't voiced, so the text is vocalized using sound effects. This will be fine in short bursts, but when you're listening to this for 20 minutes straight, it'll leave a mark. Number 2, Paragus Mining Facility. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. RPGs have always struggled when it comes to introducing players to their world, with a strange tendency to avoid exposing us to the colorful characters, scenery, and skill development systems available, confining you to claustrophobic corridors, dungeons, or sewers instead. KOTOR 2 is a case in point, as the first level takes place at a mining facility made up of monotonous pale blue corridors. There's almost nothing of the later character building or diverse dialogue options to be found, and instead of imbuing us with a sense of forward momentum, you're forced to go back and forth all the time like some intern constantly doing coffee runs for their superiors. For a game that's regarded as a pioneer of the RPG genre, offering a fantastic story that's faithful to the Star Wars universe, great gameplay for the time, and excellent writing by Obsidian, the mining facility is painfully bereft of all those traits, making a terrible first impression. Over time, the level became so unpopular you can actually download a Skip Paragus mod that lets you avoid it altogether. And number 1, Tutorial. Driver. The level that arguably killed the entire franchise and etched itself into the minds of millions in the worst possible way, Driver's legendarily terrible tutorial feels like only a fraction of players saw it through. In contrast to letting you loose with the game's awesome, damn near revolutionary for the time driving physics across a huge map, the tutorial confines you to a grim underground car park, where you're stuck until you complete a checklist of not-so-easy car maneuvers that should really be taught to you gradually across the game, not mandated from the start. In this forsaken car park, you're not given any pointers, and are simply told to do things like slalom. Turns out it means juking between the car park's pillars, or you might need to pull off a perfect reverse 180 degree turn, all within the same time limit. Do all of this within that time limit, or you literally can't play the game. Personally, I loved Driver, and especially Driver 2 after all this, but what a way to debut an IP.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.